I'll tell you, Corey, you just don't understand the control grid until you have read this report. It's quite an accomplishment. I know you've been working on it for months, I believe. So tell us a little bit about how you got inspired to do this.
Well, goodness. Yeah, I've been working on it for the last couple months. I started seeing, well, I've had my eyes on it and I've been on space in general. And I've every now and then, when I'd see something else come up, I'd kind of make a little mental note. And as time went on, I started seeing more and more connections. And then I saw blockchain and I'm like, oh, wait a minute here. What are they up to? And so I started envisioning all the ways they could utilize space to their advantage, and I saw the central operation for the control grid. So I started digging into it and putting it all together, and by the time I was done, I'm 100% convinced that is what they've been working on,
Right.
building out this the main operation for the control grid. For surveillance, for the data capture, for the tokenization, the blockchain, the digital currency, I believe all of it.
There was a big report by Morgan Stanley on the space-based economy, and they said the number one application was all the data from cars. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think the number one application, the killer app, is financial transactions and the financial transaction control grid, among others. The Bank of International Settlements can manage money on an off-balance sheet secret basis. And the money can get into those accounts on a behind sovereign immunity and stay there behind sovereign immunity, which means the pipeline to see, if you create a jurisdiction in the suborbital platform that's basically like a new country, and you move it through the BIS up there, there's no trail. So, I always believe the reason for the financial coup was they decided to say, instead of spending that money on nursing homes, let's just grab it and spend it on space. I think it's important for people to realize that more and more of what is happening as war is being done by things that operate off of space, off of satellites, whether, whether it's drones, whether it's weather warfare, whether, you have all this functionality related to weaponry and, of course, surveillance, because intelligence is what really wins wars.
A lot of people were coming out and saying Elon Musk just saved us from World War III because of a mechanism where they had the ability to turn something off on their satellite so that Ukraine couldn't use them in a way to connect with their drones, I believe it was. And I just want people to understand SpaceX and Starlink satellites have been running tests for years with our military. They're not just your, like you were just saying, these are not just to hook people up to internet.
Right.
So as an example, in April 2020, they teamed up with the Air Force to link the Starlink satellites with multiple armed force systems for a huge live fire exercise that included ground forces, submarines, ships, and other space-based assets to shoot down a cruise missile and a drone. And prior to that, they connected to a Lockheed Martin AC-130 gunship. So they've been teaming up with the Department of Defense on many projects.
And we roll into the G20 meeting, including, led by the Indian finance minister, making a full-on announcement in complete and utter support with the BIS CBDC framework. It was quite, it's like we're all in for the BIS control model. It's what it
Oh,
really,
yeah.
yeah. So, and that's the frightening thing. If you look at that complete G20, kiss the ring of the BIS and the whole control grid or financial transaction control grid, when you integrate it with what you're saying about space, what you realize is, this is a huge machinery that's being built, whether it's the physical infrastructure, the legal infrastructure, or the financial transaction control grid and how it fits in. And I think you've done more than just about anybody to document this. But needless to say, it does look like everybody in the G20 is fully on board for this, including the space aspect.
I remember calling you and saying, I don't think we need CBDCs to lock all this in.
Exactly. We do
I
not need
wrote.
C we do that's why I keep talking about financial transaction control. Fast payments, they can do all of this with Visa and MasterCard.